Meeting back to order. Brian.
Thank you.
You are listening to the delegations. Do you want to start the process of addressing the concerns?
Yes. Yes, we do. I would like to start with addressing a couple of points, one from Eric Vogan and then one from the last gentleman who was just for information, and then I'll pass it over to Dave to make a few other points as well. Eric and Qualico had expressed a concern about the amount of multifamily development in the southeast third, I guess, of the precinct, so south of Four Mile Road and east of the rail line. And he did express that concern to us as well before this, and he did provide a sketch, and we've modified the map to reflect that sketch. So I have a modification if the committee wanted to.
Of this sketch? The one he distributed?
It's essentially taking Eric's sketch and putting it on our map so that it's just clear what he's asking for. And we did circulate this to him and make sure that it was in line with what he was asking. And the big change is, get my pointer, is right in this area here. He's asked that some of that multifamily come out. And we do support that change. That was a change that was done. We added that in after removing some multifamily that was in an earlier version of the map that was down here that Qualico didn't feel was serviceable. And they have similar concerns here, and we share them. Getting road infrastructure in there, collector streets, it's a very difficult area to serve adequately if it was actually going to be developed at such a high density. So we certainly support the request for the change, and we have just made it, again, on a figure for you so that we can clearly show. We've also included on that map another request that had come through the administrative report. So on this map, there's a number of black dashed lines that represent existing roads. And the vision for those roads in the plan is that, to some extent, and Creek Bend being one of them, and this will hopefully address some of the questions from the last gentleman, they will likely continue to exist in some form, but likely as a local road. The vision is certainly not that those become collector or arterial roads within the planning area. So the request from the administration in their report was to shorten those lines and add arrows to show that they will extend, but the intent isn't that they become part of the collector network. We do know Creek Bend can't support the traffic that it would need to if it was going to be part of the collector. And the collector, the intent is that the collector circulates through the neighborhood and brings everyone back to Ward Avenue to go east and west out of the subdivision. So Creek Bend really isn't supposed to be part of that collector. Again, it would be part of the local road network.
It might possibly just go through to a T intersection to serve the estate lots.
Very possible. Certainly, it could extend, and you know, it might connect in at some point to this collector to provide access to those lots, but it wouldn't become a collector street itself.
Yeah, not a direct route connecting to it.
No.
A cut through.
Right. And so that's been the intent, and that's why the transportation study didn't specifically address Creek Bend, because at this higher level of planning, we don't get into the details of local roads. That is part of the TIS studies that's required as part of this plan that requires it as part of the subdivision and rezoning application. So this plan sets the requirement for those future studies to happen as part of future development applications.
While we're on this, can you talk about the Island Lakes concerns?
Sure. So the transportation study does look at those, again, on a fairly high level. And as was mentioned, there will be trips into Island Lakes and there will be trips out of Island Lakes. And the detailed transportation impact studies that come forward as part of the development applications, the subdivision and rezonings, will have to look at trips that are generated within and the impacts on the surrounding roads. And those surrounding roads will have a capacity. And as was mentioned, the transportation engineers will have to deal with how to design the internal road network so that the adjacent roads that are being connected to function appropriately. And it could be through traffic calming, as Councillor Swandell mentioned, or just through other ways of designing the network to help guide people to Ward. But we do feel it is very important to maintain those connections where the collector streets from Island Lakes do connect to Precinct K to ensure that people can move back and forth between the neighborhoods, whether it's for schools or community centers or visiting friends or just local trips.
subject to more refined traffic analysis through the subdivision process.
Right, and that is the requirement that the plan sets, is that all future development and subdivision and development applications are required to do that detailed transportation impact study. And when the city would review those, they would, you know, approve or not, or make recommendations or not for or against a development application. That would be one of the factors they would consider.
Okay, continue.
Brian, what was the reason, like, for drawing the line on the estate lots there and not pulling it further along the Seine River?
Not pulling it further to the south?
No, to the north.
Like, oh, this direction.
Yeah, to come up in there. Like, that seems to be a very large multifamily piece. I realize a lot of it will be taken up in preserving the Seine.
Right.
Not just the flood area, but
so, so there's the Seine River on that parcel. There's also a tree stand on that parcel, so we'd anticipate some of the dedication in this area that didn't go to the river would go to some of those trees. As far as we know, through consultation with the landowner, their intent is to try to develop it as multifamily. It may not all be high-rise multifamily. None of it might be. It would likely be, more moderate. There might be a mix of townhomes. It could even be freestanding condominiums. But the intent of the landowner is multifamily.
But does it make... Oh.
From our perspective, yes, it does make sense. It does have frontage on Ward. It wouldn't have direct access, but it is split by a local collector. So there is good road access from it. It is very deep, but again, it does. There's a fairly significant amount of land that will go to the Seine River. The park space along the edge would add to that, and then it will make very attractive multifamily sites backing onto the river and have the opportunity for some other multifamily sites up closer to the street as well. So it would have to be accessed through a private road network or a local street.
And the little wedge that's in the white just outside the precinct there, is that the piece that's already got some single family designation on it?
It's multifamily development. It has some condominiums on it.
That's already got condominiums on it?
Yes. So there is a piece of Ward through here that is built already, and there is some development in this parcel already.
Oh, I see. So those are all townhouses in there?
Yeah.
Okay. My aerial it doesn't show any construction.
They're very recent, but this all sort of fits together with the development that's happening, and the development along the major arterial.
Okay.
So, if there's no other questions,
you just said something about the bit of the dedication that wouldn't go to the river could go to the forest. I'm paraphrasing, but aren't we saying all of the dedication?
Well, the plan,
on the westerly bit, should focus along the river.
Along the river and the tree stands. As identified by Save Our Seine, there are some significant tree stands in the area, and the policies of the plan direct it towards the river and to try to preserve the trees.
So
not only to dedicate, but also, try to keep those tree stands where possible.
Okay. Thank you.
So I'm going to hand it over to Dave if there's no other questions on just those two points. Thank you.
All right, thank you. I think I'm just going to wrap it up into two main points. Two of the themes that I've heard here today, one is the concern over the plan's lack of interest of preserving or protecting the Seine River. And I think our plan does what it can within this jurisdiction that we had. During the process, we did sit down and meet with Save Our Seine a number of times, and David Watson and their sister groups, to discuss the issue. And we tried to find something that we could utilize and attach to this area that we could do that in a stronger fashion. But I think what we have here is something that works within the process that we have. We also involved, and I want to thank the city administration, because this isn't just an MMM plan or a GenStar plan. The city was very much involved in creating this plan, and we vetted it many times through the city administration to try to come up with resolutions and ideas to help support these thoughts as well. And I want to recognize the people that were here as part of that. And the other part I'd like to talk a little bit about is the consultation process. I didn't go into much detail in my earlier presentation, but like I mentioned, or like to say, is we met with Saverstein twice in person, and they were invited to all our meetings in terms of continuing the conversation. The General Council of Winnipeg of Community Centers, the Island Lakes Neighbors Association, Lindsay Wilson, Hydro, Manitoba Hydro, we met with CPR, we met with Manitoba Infrastructure and Transportation, a team of engineers there, Louis Riel School Division, Public Schools Finance Board, Division Scolaire Franco-Manitobain, the City of Winnipeg Public Works Department on individual meetings with Water and Waste, Community Services, Planning, Parks Planning, and Winnipeg Transit, all individually to make sure we're considering the concerns and issues that they face. And then bringing that together, what we did after those stakeholder meetings, I summarized all their issues that they had. And that's what I presented at the first stakeholder meetings to say, okay, everybody, this is what we heard from a number of different issues and interests, and we got to try to balance everybody's interests and try to come up to a plan that has a respect for everyone's interests. And a lot of times, like even this area in the state residential where we heard from the lady that has the house on the riverbank, the trail goes behind her house now because we wanted to respect the fact that there's not much room between her house and the river, and she probably doesn't want a lot of traffic through there right now, and it's existing development. So we're trying to balance those interests and those needs, and we pushed the trail a little bit behind the houses where we saw that it was just about impossible to try to get a trail through.
That's that green hatch line that goes...
That's correct. Like around here, this is at the top of the riverbank basically, and then this is a big... an area where it gets flooded and there's lots of trees in here, so we went outside around the trees and back in, and then David Watson and folks live down in this area, and
so be careful, you don't want to say it gets flooded.
It's not my map I'm not using. It was a city map that we're using
elevation.
In terms of identifying that area. But the process was, we was advertised, we were encouraging people to come out. I would hope that, you know, we were listening to all the people and trying to balance the issues. But our concern here is the timing. We don't think we were not sensitive to the issue. We do want to move this forward. We're a little bit concerned with the talk of a layover. We think that... Genstar had mentioned, Jerry Klein had mentioned that Genstar is responsible for initiating this development plan, yet they're planning for a lot of areas that aren't part of their interest. And Jerry was at one of those meetings and said, you know, we support the Saverstein interest and want to try to accommodate that, but we have to do it in a balance to say that we have a plan for the lands too, and we want to move this forward as best we can. I think I'm going to just summarize or finish it off with that point, and we hope we can move forward with this plan and do so in a timely manner. Thank you.
Okay, any questions, Councillor Swindell or Mays?
Just one. The map that's up there right now, how is it identified in the plan? Is it numbered or is it described?
I'll get Brian to take a look, yes.
Some of this might make sense to you now. We need to know where we're going to substitute.
It is identified as Figure 1, Land Use and Transportation Concept, in the plan.
Okay. Maybe I'll just let you get going. I had stuff that you're probably going to ask anyway. But
I just want to be clear on the phasing and just not only for my sake, for everyone in the room, in the chamber. The first phase of this is going to be the area north of 4 Mile Road.
Yes.
That's going to take, and I believe Mr. Klein said 5 to 10 years?
10 years or more.
10 years or more.
Yes.
Okay.
So the area north of 4 Mile Road, I believe, is 220 plus or minus acres. and our anticipated build out is over 10 years. And you know, that's somewhat optimistic. 10 years is if things go well.
And the land drainage is going to flow through Rollwood into east towards the river.
That's correct. So there is an existing land drainage pipe that was put in, in as part of the subdivision that was oversized, and it is sized appropriately to accommodate the lands north of Four Mile Road. It does not have any additional capacity to go beyond that.
Okay.
So land drainage for all of the lands south of Four Mile Road needs to be addressed with a separate system.
Okay, and the water is coming from the Ward Avenue?
Is it Ward? The main water connection that would serve the Frépont lands is here.
Okay.
There are other water mains at this street stub and as well as over here that would likely be connected to for looping purposes, but the main water connection for supply comes from here. So as development builds out, there would be other connections to ensure adequate pressure, but that is the main connection point, yes.
And so what's the likely time frame of going south and towards the Seine River for development, south of Four Mile Road and east? Or just south of Four Mile Road, for that matter.
Well, very difficult to answer.
Market-driven?
Sure. Market-driven, but, you know, just based on the requirement of the road connections, it's going to need to be at some point when the Frépont lands are fairly built out. Those collector streets are going to need to be built there. I don't know. I wouldn't want to speak for these landowners, but if they had to front-end the cost of bringing water services through the Frépont lands and front-end the cost of the roads to come through those lands, that would likely be a little bit expensive for them.
So by the time you get east to where, well, I mean, most of the talk has been around the Seine River and what's going to happen with protecting the river and adjacent park attached to the river.
In this area.
We're talking well over 10 years.
Yes, most definitely. I mean, in this...
We're talking 20 years.
This area here is maybe not quite as fragmented. There's not as much existing development, so the ability to, you know, assemble land and develop land in this area is probably easier than this area. So you would think that just from land assembly issues and fragmentation and existing development...
So most of the fragmentation or diverse ownership occurs...
Yes.
East of the tracks.
That's right. These parcels, there are a number of owners in here, but the parcels are generally larger, and they don't have houses on them with the exception of a few properties on Creek Bend.
Okay. So if we were to move forward on a secondary plan on the Seine River, we have some time to look at all sorts of issues.
Certainly.
Before any development is knocking on anyone's door.
Definitely.
Councilor Mays?
Two questions which may be as much to city planning. Two concerns that people raised. One was, and I think we've addressed this, where in the plan is the requirement that all land west of the tracks pays toward the Seine? I think we addressed that it's, I think what Donna had said earlier, it's in the...
But, you know, I think I've got a bit of a headache, so I wasn't thinking clearly. But we did actually put a clause in that it might help give some clarification that I wrote out, that something to the effect that says that any cash in lieu collected on lands west of the rail line be directed to acquisition of natural areas, and then I put in consultation with SOS and other environmental stakeholders to the satisfaction of the city naturals.
Okay.
Something like that. We put a similar clause, and that just ensures that it's being directed there as opposed to going to other potential acquisitions.
Okay. Yeah. The one other question I had was, there was a somewhat obscure point raised about trails along retention ponds and 50%, 100% dedication. Any comments, any relevance to the discussions here tonight arising out of that?
Developers first, because they're just going to... It's come up in previous applications where, try not to be long-winded, it actually was presented to me by a developer once who said, why do developers who are providing retention ponds that are primarily a land drainage solution get full credit for sloping lands when I have to give flat graded lands and I also get full credit? Why are they getting full credit for this land that slopes? So we had started on a few applications putting in a clause that says for lands that are along a retention pond where their primary purpose is and the space is only sufficient to allow for path, that they only get partial credit. And usually we put around 50%. So that was something that has been in some development applications. They've been successful and gone through that way in a couple of areas, and they've been turned down in others, just for clarification.
What do their parameters say on that?
Well, it wasn't, there weren't any parameters. The parameters don't speak to
that. They're silent?
The parameters just speak to the provision of land. The only thing I did come across, because I've been doing some research into the whole process, there used to be a committee, a technical committee that looked at the development agreement parameters. And one document spoke to the fact when they came up with the minimum 10%, it was for a couple of reasons. One was to, it was based on a projected density, that this is sufficient land for 22 people per acre, so if it got denser, you had some rationale to ask for more. It was never formalized that that would be the case, but that was where it started. And somewhere in that document, again, it's not necessarily an official document, it was communication, it spoke to riverbank lands and other less desirable lands where you're getting sort of maybe throwaway, that could be, we could ask for more dedication. So it's the same thing, either you're asking for more dedication or you're giving a defined credit for lands that are less.
I was good with it. It's not in the parameters.
Okay.
can I speak to your question as well, Councillor Mays, briefly? Just on the abutting point, it may have been, I may have misspoken. The policy in the plan does say properties adjacent to the Seine River. It doesn't say all those properties west of the rail line. There are a couple of properties west of the rail line that don't touch, but the majority of them do because they are remnants of old river lots. But that may have been my misspeaking in my earlier, but the policy does say properties touching the Seine River. So Saver Seine was correct on that point. And,
land that don't touch the Seine River.
Right.
But the provision you're adding.
Yeah, we'll take care of that.
Beauty.
All right.
Councillor Swindell, do you have any questions?
I want to hear something about, did we touch on the traffic flows going into Island Lakes and what that process will look like?
Yeah, I asked that already. But
I guess it's going to come in the development process. In the subdivision and rezoning process, is there anything more that can be done now to in this document to sort of direct it or shape how that might be considered?
Well, there's two policies I guess in the document now that I'm thinking of that do address it, and one is right at the end with. That it deals with subsequent subdivision applications, and it does direct that a TIS be done. And then there is another policy.
Where is that one, Brian? Do you know the number?
I'm not speaking here, but speaking from memory, I should check before I speak.
Well, I saw one about. Oh, here I got it.
It's in the last
1.7 supporting studies.
No, that's, sorry, excuse me, in the wrong document here. Where's the actual plan? That's the background. It's right near the end, should be section 6, subdivision applications. So these are the provisions that I guess guide the future applications and identify the need that a number of issues are addressed as part of those applications. Well, just both of them. So identifying pedestrian and cycling facilities to demonstrate connectivity within the subdivision area, including the relationship to the Greenway network. Individual applications have a concept plan for adjacent properties, how the design can integrate with the overall precinct plan. And in support of the subdivision application, it may be necessary to revise and to provide revised and or more detailed transportation impact studies and municipal servicing reports. So as part of every subdivision application, the servicing report and the transportation study that are done at a level that isn't sufficient to support that detail, and the city will use this policy to require additional studies that are more detailed that address that. conceptually at the north end, we know that, like I said, there will be trips that go back and forth between the two, and there will have to be a road network designed and analyzed to ensure that the appropriate pieces of that road network are built in the right order so that an inordinate number of trips aren't sent north through Island Lake. So, you know, that will be a very specific detail that will help guide the phasing and the design of the future development application for subdivision of that piece of property. Once Ward is connected out to the west, I think we would hope that the majority of trips that are going beyond the sort of regional neighborhood or the inter-neighborhood trips would use Ward to get out to Lagimodier and use the faster and the higher speed road network.
Anything else?
No, I think most of it you're going to have to put your touch on.
Last call. Any last words?
I think that's everything we have, unless
Jerry or Mark.
Yeah. Again, just like to thank the administration for the process. It's been good to work through it with them. Thank you.
Okay.
Let me get organized here. Yeah, I got the call. Let me just close off the public hearing.
You want me to take the chair?
Yeah, can you take the chair, please, Councillor Swindell?
Okay, Councillor Randell, how comes your hour of satisfaction, I guess?
I don't know if satisfaction is the right word, but I'll move the report of Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
I'll move the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
I think I'm going to address the issue of the Seine River first off before we get into the actual recommendations and amendments.
I think that's a very wise idea.
It's quite clear that through this process and through earlier processes that the impact on the Seine River is first and foremost on many, many people's minds. And there's a mixed degree, I guess, of satisfaction or expectations or based on past history. I think some of it is legitimate. Some of it I don't exactly think is legitimate. But that's neither here nor there at this point. I want to begin by... it's quite clear through the questions that we've asked this evening that this is a 20-year project in the entire precinct. It's quite clear that phase one is going to occur north of Four Mile Road, and that is at least a 10-year project before build-out. We have a substantial amount of time before any development hits the actual Seine River, and I know that... I got a document with me that was authored in the year 2000-2001. There were reports done prior to that. I think it's time that we re-look at those reports and hit the refresh button and let's just keep building upon the information that was started many, many years ago. So what I'm going to do now is move a motion that the public service embark upon a secondary plan of the Seine River Greenway from Ward Avenue southwards to the end of the city, to the south portion of the city of Winnipeg boundary. And be it further resolved that the intent of the secondary plan is to identify natural, cultural, and historically significant parcels of land on both sides of the Seine River within the boundaries of the study area. Further to that, I would like this secondary plan to look at additional and alternative financing mechanisms for the acquisition of land adjacent to the Seine River. And I think that it's been made clear to us through our city planners this afternoon that we can layer secondary plans over district plans, as was modeled in the airport area. I think we have some time to do a better job of what we're of what the community is clearly trying to have sent us a message, as they did 12 years ago in Bois des Esprits. And I think we want to go that extra mile to make sure that we are doing all that we can to protect and preserve and enhance the Seine River Greenway all the way down to the southern portions of the City of Winnipeg boundary, beginning at Ward Avenue. So that would be my first motion.
Go ahead, Brett.
Well, I would certainly support that, and I want to be clear that a lot of work has gone into this. The voting for this precinct plan wouldn't mean you're against the Seine River, and voting for this precinct plan doesn't mean you're somehow opposed to the Seine River. I think that may have come out wrong. It's getting late. Voting for the precinct plan doesn't mean you are against the Seine River. Voting down the precinct plan wouldn't show that you're a supporter of the Seine River. I think we're on record here in a number of ways of supporting the Seine. We've done additional trails. We've done the signage, the panneau along the sentier, along the pathways. We've added benches. We've added completed the trail on the west side. I know my two colleagues here before I was elected voted with then Councillor Steves to save Vermette Park south of the perimeter, and that touches upon the Seine, so that's actually a pretty important piece that was done by my two colleagues here. The idea of a secondary plan, I think, is appropriate. I hope to be around after the election to be part of that process. I will say we've also, from the city, given a grant to save our Seine. That's the first time that the city has done that. And I'm sort of moved to see Michelle's presentation. And I said this at the meeting at the at St. Mary's Road United Church, that when we gave that money, either Denis Gautran or DePap said, we're not going to pull any punches just because you've given us money. And I said, I wouldn't expect you to. I'd be kind of disappointed if you pulled any punches. So a very thorough presentation, very professional, a lot of data there that needs to be considered of all those issues about the height up on the bank and stuff. I think we need to work through over time. We can't do it tonight, but I think there's a commitment there. Ultimately, I mean, at the end of the day, I think, Michelle, you said Precinct K is an opportunity to extend the pathway, and I think everybody gets that's the history, that's the moment that we have here, and I think Councillor Vandal is very much committed to that, and the plan will be part of that to see, make sure we don't miss opportunities like some of what happened south of Bishop Grandin. Opportunities were seized on the west side, south of South Glen. Obviously, some good work was done to seize the opportunity of Bois des Esprits. By voting for this secondary plan, we're in no way forfeiting any opportunities around the Seine River. So I'm in favor of the motion that would create a secondary plan so we can look at, as David Watson said, things like the Gold Mountain of Simcoe land south of the perimeter, which is outside the precinct.
You're driving the value up, man.
The overvalue. Anyway, we can look at things like those properties outside the precinct and do a proper review of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. I just a couple of comments. The concept of a secondary plan that considers the Seine River is the right thing, a wonderful thing to do, something that we probably should have done a long time ago. There's a couple of pieces that we need to consider in this, and maybe just I'll deal with it just not to amend a motion or anything, but just to make sure that our planners and people are thinking going forward. The Ward Street Bridge, the timing of that, depending on what the traffic engineers say, who we don't have with us tonight, we have to allow these things to happen in concert. So while we want the Seine River secondary plan to be dominant along the Seine River, we also have to enable other pieces to happen here. So there's a timing issue. And I think, Councillor, you might want to consider maybe just looking forward some timing or a phasing of when you need to have this or when. Like, it's easy for us to say that there's not going to be anything development ready for over 10 years in this area. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to be waiting for a secondary plan, 9 years from now. So we have to somehow make those things tie together. We don't have to do it tonight. It can be done, at Property and Development or at EPC or by your own motion at council, perhaps, when this actually comes all the way forward to council.
Yeah.
But I think those things are important to recognize. I want to make it really clear, too. There's some comments here about Ridgewood, and, you know, I bit my tongue. Because the reality is that you know, particularly Dan, myself, and Brian was a politician before he was elected here at City Hall. We have experience. We understand the tools that are in front of us. We know what can be done and how the tools can be used. So this is a very different process than Ridgewood, because we would have treated Ridgewood very differently if it was this group of individuals. And so I'm not saying that to be critical of the people who dealt with Ridgewood, but just to say that you have to recognize that there's different levels of understanding, different maturity as politicians when we're faced with these difficult decisions. And so that's why you'll see this process perhaps move somewhat smoother, because we have the eyes and the ears that the years have brought us from being in this building. Not that we haven't made mistakes. We all do. It doesn't matter whether it's this group or any other of the councillors here at City Hall. But I think that's why you find that we are very comfortable in dealing with this with the information that we have, because we understand the process all the way through to where the actual houses start to be built or when the pieces of park evolve around the Seine River and the forest areas that exist right now. And that's the difference, a big difference, between Ridgewood and this particular precinct plan. So I didn't want to let that go unsaid. So
point well made, Councillor.
And I understand that not everything is going to be frozen in time here. There's going to be a necessity to move forward on the bridge before 10 years, certainly, and that'll be accommodated through the secondary planning process as well.
Okay. On that motion, which we're dealing with as a separate motion, Councillor?
Yes.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Contrary? Carried.
Okay. Now I'm going to have to try to organize these amendments. I'm going to move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in as amended.
Do we do the report already? Have we moved the report be taken already?
Yes.
We did? Okay. The recommendation, yeah. Okay, as amended. All those in favor? Well let's hear the amendments. Amendments.
First of all, I'd like to read into the official report the amended map. I think we've heard from the major landowner, and it appears to be fine with James and Robert.
We can live with it, I think.
Do you have concerns about any of it?
Our only concern is we originally had the original draft. We had multifamily all along the south end, and now it's then they moved it to be more central. And now the last move is to remove it altogether. This is an acceptable amount of multifamily. I don't pretend to know the business as well as Eric does and Jerry does and know what their markets are. I guess our only concern, and I'll just only raise it as a concern, is we're afraid that the plan might leave the opportunity for a lot of this multifamily area to be developed as single family.
But there's still a fair amount of multifamily fronting on to what is now, the map I'm looking at has, are we looking at the same map? Yeah, there's a lot of multifamily right next to Ward Avenue, which is where we want it.
Yeah, and that's why I say I just would want to raise it that we had mentioned something about it, but we're fine with it. It looks good. It does look like an appropriate amount. It's certainly less than what we had originally talked about with the developers, but we're okay with it.
Okay.
This to me looks like a good ratio for this size of land. Like, I was very scared looking at it before, because I concur. I don't know who made the statement that if you have an excess of multifamily, you're going to end up with a lesser product. This I think is more in keeping with what we need, and it does touch on
on the rail corridor. Every one of the pieces touches on the rail corridor, so it gives the opportunities for transit-oriented development.
Yeah, we certainly don't disagree with what they brought forth.
Yeah. Okay.
That's just our sort of side note that we do not want to see all that is here go towards single family.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Councilor.
Okay, so I'll move this figure.
Figure one, the land use and transportation concept map.
As the new land use and transportation concept map.
Okay, Councillor Mays, you're good with that?
Yeah, I don't think it jeopardizes the transit issue, which is
All the multifamily is on Ward Avenue, which is where
Ward and it touches the rail corridor
and the railroad.
So you're moving this to replace
Yes.
Figure one. Okay. All those. Well, that's the first amendment.
That's the first one. The second one would be to the precinct plan. I agree that Section 6.3.2, cost-sharing policies preamble, should make mention of the City of Winnipeg, in addition to the developing landowners, on the cost-sharing of the significant infrastructure moving forward. So I'll move that as an amendment.
So just this whole thing here.
Yes.
Okay.
I will move... recommendation three is fine. Four or five. Okay, I'm
okay, there was a typo in three, right? That needs to be corrected. We have that already. There was a typo.
Yeah, there was a typo in three that has to be amended appropriately. I'll give you this.
This 3.1.
Yeah. 4. Yeah. 1. Yeah. I'll get that to you. Four and five, I'm not going to move on. Item six. Don, I need some clarification on the linear park's primary function issue. Do you have comment on that?
Yeah. When we wrote that clause, it was really intended to talk about constructed linear parks, so new development. We weren't looking at it in the context of existing natural preserved areas. So I'm wondering if we just put constructed linear parks and that would then flow if that's acceptable. That's and the main justification of it is we want to make sure that if we're getting linear parks, we're getting a path with it. It's not something that you get the grass and then we got to put the land in later. That's sort of where it came from. When we're dealing with the Seine River and natural areas, that's a whole other methodology. So
The beginning of that sentence is linear parks are considered a specific form of passive park.
Correct.
Which isn't really a constructed, it can be, but it's not.
What I'm talking about is a built, like we're adding it to the, it's something that they have to build it as in whatever fashion, whether it's a corridor or part of a retention park.
So what was your suggested wording?
I just said a constructed linear parks.
Can't we just drop the word primary from before function?
That's fine, too.
Okay, let's go with that.
Okay.
Drop the word primary as amended.
So just take
that out.
And then just above that, you've got the where it says the second sentence. You need that to say the third sentence.
Right.
I've got that. This should be third.
Oh, that's just in their wording, I think.
Yes.
Not in the document.
Major arterials. Let me see here. You know what? I'm not going to move on that one. That's that's to do with the Ward and CPR Emerson rail line. This is something that's already been acted upon on the other side of the rail line. So, and item eight.
I think, Dan, it should be noted that. That it's something that the developer needs to consider in planning because there may become a time where those lands can come back in. So, I mean, the fact that we're going to take them, is part that troubles me because chances of there being a rail crossing, I think, are pretty slim and none. If you think really long term. I agree with what you're saying. We've already acted somewhere else, and so we've got to act similarly here. But the developer needs to be thinking of how you develop because those lands might have to fall back into the development at some point. When you look at what we did on the other side,
we don't really leave the opportunity for the lands to fall into the development. Like that flute that's on the other side, it doesn't connect well. And like you can't build another street there. You can't. You're almost forced to do multifamily if it comes back in.
Thoughts?
That does make sense. I mean, if this is ever going to be a potential station stop in the future, perhaps it has to be configured slightly different. I think the way the plan is laid out, it has multifamily all around it, which would kind of lend itself to that.
Okay.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
So do you think that we should put in the amendment as suggested or not?
I think we should keep the amendment as suggested because it is on the other side. I think not to not do that would be, it would send a, it wouldn't look good to have it on one side and not the other, not to mention.
We'd open a can of worms we probably don't want to open.
That's okay. one way to say it.
Okay, so let's keep it as is. That's what you're saying.
But yeah, my comments are more just to sort of send a message to the developer that they need to be considering what those lands might become down the road.
Yep, I'd agree with that.
So you're accepting recommendations then?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
That needed to be clarified because it was like keep the amendment in as is. It's a very confusing sentence. So can somebody just double back and tell me?
So not listening to the seventh.
Yeah, no, we're keeping the status quo.
Okay.
Yeah. Why would, recommendation 8, the words expressway, grade separated rail crossing be removed from policy A of the section? Why would that be?
Why did we want to take that out?
Yeah. James, can you offer some?
Yeah, that was Public Works asked that be struck out. They thought that it might be too confining.
Recommendation S?
Yeah.
Are we back to
632?
Okay, I'm going to.
You didn't want to listen to this portion either.
No. Yes, I do.
Oh, this one does, but not the first one.
Okay, I'm not sure. You know what?
We'll have to look at that because I think there's an argument that involves the parameter agreements here.
It's going up to another committee anyway. So if there's sober second thought to look at that, if necessary to amend, so we'll keep it as is.
Okay.
Is there anything else, Councillor Mays, Councillor Swindell?
Comments, but I have no amendments.
So those are my amendments.
What did we do with the one on multiple structured sport areas then? Did you amend that?
Somebody asked
for clarity, Dawn, on multiple structured sport areas.
Yeah, we weren't comfortable with the wording they had in their report. We were trying to add clarity. If we're talking about larger active fields, it's not sufficient to just have one athletic field. We're looking for multiple fields. Could be two, could be four. We don't know. If they're concerned about the word structured, it could be multiple formal. We're not talking about informal play. We're talking about structured or formal athletic fields. So I'm comfortable with what we wrote. If they want to change structured to formal, that might provide
multiple formal sports areas.
Well, even just why don't we just say structured sports areas? Because that's single. You can address a single or multiple.
This is getting into semantics. So let's keep it as is. Keep it as is.
And I noticed you hadn't dealt with number 4. I was just going to say for that one.
I'm fine with 4. Just leave it as is.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I think those are my amendments. So I'm going to move this as amended. I think supporting reasons. This is this is, I think, a continuation of the development that that is around the precinct, the Rollwood areas, the Island Lakes areas. They are great neighborhoods. I think we've taken the necessary steps to protect, enhance, and enhance the Seine River corridor, the Greenway. We're going to look at alternative ways to enhance the green area around the Seine River. We've made provisions for, in the long, long term, rapid transit. In the long, long term, I have to stress that. I think there's cost sharing for major streets that are going to be developed, the infrastructure necessary. So this is a positive addition to the city and something that's going to enable our city to grow.
Councillor Mace?
Yeah, and I want to commend Councillor Vandel for the work he's put in on this. And it didn't start tonight. It didn't start a few months ago. I was looking back. We had a provision in the 2013 capital budget, and these are five-year plans. And there's a provision in for 2016, $3.2 million Ward Interceptor extension to service lands east of existing Royal Woods and other future developments. It's a 75-year lifespan on that sewer interceptor. So the idea of development here is not something that came from the sky a few months ago and we've rushed this through. There has been thought. That may even be older than 2013, but my internet skills are only good enough to find it back to 2013. It remains in our capital budget for 2016. It would be nice to be able to plan out a whole trail and to say this will be done in a certain amount of time, but we have the collision here of a number of things. What this process, the limits of this process, you can't go outside the precinct, you can't do an ecological survey, you can't bind the whole city's planning processes in what is one precinct. And we've done a bunch of them since I've been elected, not all down here, but we vote on ones from all over the city. And it's a collision as well with, it would be nice to comprehensively plan the trail, but you run into private property rights, quite frankly, and we have people get up and say, yeah, you can't put that through my house, you can't put that through my yard, I may not want it, I may want to live there another 20, 30 years, and that's fair enough. No one's being forced to develop or subdivide as a result here. We've got the issue with the sewer that Kim's going to follow up on. That was a legitimate issue coming up from Creek Bend that we'll have to follow up on. But this is what I call the 1201 St. Anne's program, because you had 1201 St. Anne's held out on the west side. So you had a whole trail coming down and coming up, and then the missing tooth in the middle. And I had meetings with Save Our Seine when I got elected with people saying, I think you're going to need to expropriate. Luckily, it never came to that because we got that property developed, we held back, and we completed the trail. So it is not a comprehensive planning document in that sense that we can program out exactly when individual owners may want to develop or give up their land. They may want to be there for another 10 or 20 years, but with the motion that was passed earlier, we can come up with a plan for where should the trail be, how much should we be looking at, and that the forest issue is important, certainly something that I don't think I would have thought of without the help of Save Our Seine, to say don't just look at the trail, look at the tree areas as well, and try and maintain as much of that as possible. So it's within the tools. I mean, there's been a lot written. We got a lot of emails. There's been a lot of activity saying, you know, if you vote for this, you're against the Seine. Use this in a certain way. This isn't a tool that is maybe as broad as people think. What we've done tonight, though, is pass a secondary plan that goes outside the limits of the precinct, and I think is the best way of addressing the future of the Seine. I hope to be part of that. I thank my colleagues for their work on this and other initiatives around the Seine, and I think we can do some good long-term planning so we don't miss the opportunity, as was said earlier. So I support the secondary plan. We do have some good provisions about mass transit in the very long-term future, but we haven't blockaded our ability to get that line down here. So again, voting for this plan does not mean anything is lost for the Seine River and the Seine River Greenway. In fact, what it's done, I think, is spur a plan, as Councillor Swindell said, that we should be doing, maybe we should have done before, spurred a plan that we can go forward and work with Save Our Seine and other groups and do some good long-term planning.
Thank you. I'll just say that you know, Councillor Vandel looked after the Seine River issues, and I think that sort of that concept is going to spill into looking after some of the other forested areas, and the document actually speaks to some of the other natural areas in addition to the Seine. So that piece I am very comfortable is looked after. So the rest of this is actually a very good high-level framework for orderly development of this precinct, and that's what we're here to do. And this will set the direction that will inform us as we deal with the various subdivisions and rezonings that will come forward. So that's the long and the short of it. It's all there, and it will help help get it done properly. So with that being said, I will call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
Contrary? Carried. Supporting reasons have already been given. Councillor, you'll move the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Contrary? Carried. Do we have any old business, unfinished business, monkey business?
Yes,
David. Oh, yeah.
Please note that the committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council.
Excellent. That wraps up our meeting. Can I get a motion to adjourn? Councillor Mays moves we adjourn. All in favor, contrary, carried.